Things I Couldn't Tell My Mother, written and read by Sue Johnston.
The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation from June and Albert Wright, via donations received from family and friends at the event of their diamond wedding anniversary in March 2011.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
To my mum and dad, and my son Joel, who'll never read it. Prologue. Ina Sharples once famously said of her mother's death, "She just sat up, broke wind, and died." My mother would have definitely considered herself to be a cut above the fictitious Mrs. Sharples and her mother, but as she lay in her bed in the home where she'd been living for the past year, she did make one last Herculean effort to sit up, reaching out to be helped. Then she sneezed, lay back in bed, and I felt the life leave her, like someone had flicked off a switch. She was 92, I was 63. These were her final moments, but the preceding weeks and even months had been long and exhausting. As I reflect now, nearly 4 years after her death, I miss her. This may seem unsurprising. Of course I should miss my mother. But things were far from plain sailing between her and me. Our relationship was often difficult and fraught. My mother began to sharply decline when I was filming Waking the Dead. Anytime.